Well, this crisis has landed squarely in the lap of a federal government that is less than a month old. And energy analyst Tim Buckley, director of the think tank Climate Energy Finance, says it could make or break the Albanese government. I asked him first, though, if consumers should fear blackouts amid the regulatory crisis.
Well, I think AEMO's CEO, Daniel Westerman's, made it very clear he wasn't going to be able to keep the lights on without actually doing something extraordinary, because he was being pushed brinksmanship-wise by the generators across the east coast of the market. And so he's taken this step. Yesterday, we saw the Australian Energy Regulator remind electricity suppliers they are an essential service for the people of Australia and for Australian industry. They do have obligations as such, and they shouldn't be gaming the market. Well, words get you so far. And Daniel Westerman pointed out he had 5 gigawatts of capacity that was being held back from the market today. So he's made a more aggressive intervention.
AEMO says the suspension will bring stability to the market. But that's a bit of wishful thinking, isn't it? I mean, the crisis conditions, multiple sources of the crisis, aren't going away anytime soon.
Correct. This crisis is going to be a rolling crisis for the next 3, 6, 12 months. It's going to take a decade to solve permanently. At the end of the day, partly it is a regulatory failure. It's a policy government failure. I'd certainly point the stick at Angus Taylor. He created energy market chaos. He's now not the energy minister, so Chris Bowen's inherited that chaos in 2 weeks into the job. I don't envy him, but at the end of the day, there's a crisis. He has to deal with it. AEMO is doing what it has to do. They are intervening. At the end of the day, the capacity is there, and that's the point that AEMO has made.
But what is the answer? I mean, Chris Bowen's got to come up with a solution to this as the federal minister, and he's got this perfect storm. We've got a climate crisis that has to be addressed, an energy crisis, and we've got a how do you pay for it all crisis as well. What can he do to fix it?
It's uncharted territory. There is no simple fix, and someone's going to have to pay the price. And I will point out, we have war profiteering going on by certain players using Australia's public assets for private foreign gain.
Yeah, so you're advocating, you have before, and others have been quite loudly as well, that they be taxed. Labor says we didn't take that to the election, we're not going to go there. I mean, that's the political reality, isn't it?
It is, but they also didn't take to the election a gas-led crisis. And so they have inherited that. No one can point a stick at it. What Albanese will get tarred with is if he, in 6 months' time, is still seeing electricity prices at $1,000 a megawatt hour on a regular daily basis, that will be political suicide. He's got to solve the energy crisis. And Chris Bowen is the minister at task, but Jim Chalmers has to pay for it. He's got to find the money, because there are going to be millions and millions of Australians who can't afford to turn their heater on. That is not an acceptable outcome. We've got a massive social cost. There will be a fiscal cost. Jim Chalmers has to solve for that. And there is a group sitting there making $72 billion of revenue from our gas. It's called the gas LNG export industry, and they pay next to no royalties. They pay next to no corporate tax. Everyone else pays tax. Everyone else pays a fair share. They're going to have to pay some. So this will be a very directed tax at 5 or 6 companies that have gamed Australia beyond what is remotely acceptable.
In the meantime, can the national energy market model be salvaged? Can it be brought back up on its feet?
Yeah, it's a really good question. I mean, it is an alphabet soup of over-regulation and cross-regulation. We haven't had federal-state cooperation for 9 years. We now have that as of 3 weeks ago. So it is salvageable. It has to be. We have to keep the lights on. We have to keep in the middle of winter. But AEMO is saying they will review the situation on a daily basis. By triggering the crisis, AEMO is giving Chris Bowen the authority and the state ministers to actually deal with the crisis. It's not going to be easy. There's going to be broken eggs, and I would much rather we break some eggs over Exxon's head, Chevron's head, BP and Shell, and let's call them out. At the end of the day, there are a couple of companies war profiteering, and they have left us with a crisis.
Tim Buckley, thanks very much for your time.
Thanks, Linda.
Tim Buckley is director of think tank Climate Energy Finance.